July 5th, Unwavering. I'm sure you're familiar with the saying, the captain goes down with the ship. In modern days, this maritime law usually refers to the captain's duty to his passengers. The captain has been charged with the protection of all those on board. So, until he can ensure that each person is safely off the ship, he is not at liberty to save himself. And this commitment could demand his life. But we recognize there's more honor for a captain who stays with the ship until the very last moment needed than a captain who bails at the first sign of trouble. Today we'll hear from a man whose life was changed by such an unwavering commitment, even when he did not have it himself. He's here to share with us his true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I was one of those rebellious kids, in spite of a good home and loving parents. I'm Bernard Tightrope, and my parents took me to church every Sunday. And still, I sassed my teachers and made trouble from kindergarten on. I took dares just to be accepted and was suspended several times. You know, I didn't care about anything. My parents tried to change me by enrolling me and my brother in a Christian school, but I totally turned my back on God. Even there, I was put in a class with troublemakers. And hoping to be expelled, my brother and I set off a box of firecrackers behind the stage, but our parents somehow kept us in that school. After that, I settled down and focused on weekends and drugs. Some of my friends wavered in their Christian commitment, and I decided that if I ever became a Christian, I'd live for God with my whole heart. Ultimately, I was expelled from school, still a rebel. And then, a music group from Pacific Garden Mission came to our church, and one of the members stayed at our house. And I was impressed by his commitment to Christ and went to hear his testimony at church. And he said, "If you died tonight, where would you spend eternity?" I repented and received Christ that night, a rebel no more. I then went with the mission group back to Chicago, where I enrolled in the Bible program and finished high school. I follow Jesus now and testify to the truth.
The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Friend, a life of unwavering dedication is difficult. Just like the captain of a ship, we know the vow we've taken to follow Christ is a weighty one. But God will enable us to carry it out if we trust in Him. And the world is watching you. So what does your life of faith look like? Are you acting on a half-hearted commitment? Or are you confidently growing in the knowledge and grace of the Lord? Will you ask yourself this question today? Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. Each devotional tells a dramatic testimony of transformation of a real person. A key Bible verse is provided so you can dig deeper into its specific intent and what it means for our lives in these Unshackled Daily Devotionals. Listen to a new devotional every day. And don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.